You're listening to the Living Unapologetically podcast, where you'll learn to thrive living the unapologetic lifestyle. With your host, Shakita, she'll discuss entrepreneurship, life, faith, dating, and everything in between. You be unapologetically you, and she'll be, well, unapologetically her. And now, here's your host, Shakita.
Hello, everyone. Happy September and welcome to the Living Unapologetically podcast. I am Shakita. I am the host. I am an author and writer, Christian author and writer. And yeah, there's a difference. I currently write books for God, of course, but I also write devotionals and I produce devotionals. Also an intercessor. I am partner with YouVersion and I pray for people literally all over the world. We get the prayer request every single week and I pray. Also just, you know, within my church. I host a monthly single women's meeting, I guess. We're a single women community, a community of single women. We get together every single month and we talk about, you know, what to do while we're waiting for Boaz. And it's actually titled While Waiting for Boaz. So if you'd like to be a part of that, you're more than welcome to do that with me. It's every single first Monday of the month. And I do that alongside my spiritual mom, which is the creator and founder of Creative Ministries based out in Los Angeles, California. So that's really cool. And then I'm also in my local ministry as well. So just wanted to share that with you guys. Just some things you may or may not know about me. I'm a mom, entrepreneur, as well as an accountability coach. I have clients that I hold accountable for the vision and goal that God has given them. So I just wanted to let you know where you can find me doing these things on my website. If you're interested in looking into or being a part of any of that, you can go ahead and check it out on the website. Also, wanted to let you know that I do tons of motivational emails often, so you can always add the mailing list. So welcome. Today we are going to be talking about the season of letting go. We understand that summer is almost over. We have a couple of weeks and summer's almost over. We are getting ready to embrace a new season. We're in a new month. And sometimes in order for us to embrace the new things of life, we have to let go of the dead things. We have to let go of the things that are no longer serving us, the things that are no longer bringing purpose to us. And we have to be able to identify those things and we have to be able to literally let them go without hesitation, without being reluctant, without really wanting things our own way. We have to really be able to trust God in this season of our lives and we have to be able to trust what he has ahead of us is better than what we have or what we are holding on to right now. I like to apply this to the topic of relationships because although my podcast is I talk about a lot of different topics, a lot of different things right now, we are kind of in relationships because I feel like relationships are extremely critical in building anything in life, whether you're building for Christ, whether you're building for business, whether you're building just for life. Relationships are essential and they are a key component to anybody's life. And if you've never known how to build healthy relationships or if you've never known what a healthy relationship looks like, I believe that this is a time that God would like to show you and teach you healthy relationships. And so the first thing that you will want to do is identify what you need to let go of. That's the first thing. The first thing would be coming to God and asking God, God, what is it in my life that I need to let go of, right? And when God tells you what it is you need to let go of, then I'll go ahead and let you know what number two is. But let's talk about number one, okay? Identifying what it is you need to let go of. There may be, I can just say for myself, some relationships. You know, you're always finding yourself as being a gardener, right? And if you can imagine a gardener going out to the garden and he has to constantly prune things. He has to constantly pluck things out. He has to constantly, you know what to water, know what to plant here and know what to put there and what's going going to grow well here and what's going to grow well there, right? So if you can just envision God as that ultimate farmer, like he is like knowing what you need to cut, what he needs to prune, what he needs to take off here, and he needs to place you there. He knows, right? And so sometimes we may not know. And so sometimes we have to ask God, what is it that we need to let go of in this season? What's holding, what can we not take to the next season, right? So it cannot just be relationships. It could be a mindset, you know, it could be pride, right? It could be procrastination and laziness, right? It could be the consistent lying and excuse making. There are a number of things that we sometimes as humans, because we are human, you know, at the end of the day, I definitely don't lead by who I am or what my title is, what role I play in this world. I understand I'm a human. Before anything else, I'm a human person. And because I'm a human person, I'm definitely prone to error. I'm definitely prone to make mistakes, and I'm not a perfect person, right? And so we have to understand that we do serve a perfect God though, and that with his help and with his instruction, we can be like him, more like him. And sometimes he wants to take us to areas we've never dreamed of. He wants our feet to touch places we've never even imagined. But I think sometimes where we are right now and where he wants us to go, there's a great conflict there. I have a really bad habit of holding on to relationships, right? Especially if it's a guy that I'm interested in, and he may be showing me things and signs, and they could be right in my face. And sometimes I refuse to acknowledge it. I refuse because I want this person in my life, you know, for whatever reason I want him in my life, right? And that's not healthy. What's healthy is being able to say, God, I really want this person in my life, and it would be amazing if this person's in my life. But if God is saying that I need to let go of that relationship, no matter what benefit I may or may not see, I have to believe and trust God that this is the best for me, because we don't know people's plans and intention and motives for our future. We don't know what they plan to do concerning our reputation or our life days and years from now. God does, but we don't, right? So we don't know. All we know is where we are right now and how we feel about this relationship right now and why we don't want to let it go. But if God is saying that you need to let this person go, you need to let this relationship go, you need to let this group of people go, you have to be obedient in that, because God knows his plans for us are better. They're so good. And we have to be able to sometimes step outside of what we know as comfort. Sometimes it feels good after a long day of work to call somebody up and just gossip all day. And we know that gossip isn't healthy. We know that gossip doesn't promote the kingdom of God. And we know that we have to use our mouths to build people up. And because we are sometimes ruled by flesh, we like that. We want to do those things, right? But that's not what God wants us to do. So he may say, you got to cut this. This has to be cut. You know, you talking to this man after this time of the day, this has to be cut. You doing this, you know, and you have to be willing to say, okay, God, no matter how much it hurt, I'm going to let you prune me. I'm going to let you mold me. I'm going to let you shape me. And I'm going to do what it is and let go of what it is you're telling me to let go of. It could be also certain food items, you know, because the long run, if you eat so many and so much, you know, fatty, like saturated foods, we all know that, you know, right now it may be okay, but over time, you know, you're going to maybe run into and encounter, you know, some health issues that may or may not be irreversible. So it's important to get wisdom and to use wisdom and to apply wisdom to your life. So the first thing I will say is identify what it is you need to let go of. Identify it. Ask God, what is it, God, that I need to let go of in my life right now? What is it that is stressing me out, holding me back? Whatever, however you talk to God, ask God. And the second thing will be envision your new life without this person or this thing. What would you look like if you ate healthier? What would you look like if you set a really good schedule for yourself and you woke up 2 hours earlier and you went to the gym and you did what God told you to do? What would that look like for you a year from now, 6 months from now, 5 years from now? What would it look like if you started today? What would it look like if you literally detoxed your life of all the things that God is asking you to detox from? How would that look? And start to to envision. You know, there's this very, very popular quote where it says, envision the woman that you want to be and start showing up like her. Envision the man or woman that you want to be and start showing up like that person. Because in the world, it seems like you think it, you want it, and bam, you got it, right? But we know in reality, that's not true. We know that we have to work for whatever it is we want, even if it is a new person, even if it is a new mindset. So start to envision what your life will look like without this unhealthy relationship, without this toxic conversation, without this person always, you know, one-upping you. Every time you tell them some good news or a business idea, they always got the better business idea, and they always want to, you know, compete and compare with you, you know, and they always want to dim your light. You know, you got to really kind of steer clear from people like that in this season, right? Because I have to tell you, New Year's is right around the corner. And I'm going to tell you right now, I see it all the time. New year, new me. And it's just really, really, really like so overrated, because it's not a new year, new me because it's January 2022. A new year, new me, it starts with new habits that you've cultivated long before the new year even begun, right? So right now, if you started to put the work in, you know, new year, new me could be a reality for you, right? We don't have to wait until January to start trying to get this diet fad or do these different things. We can start now. We can start now setting our clocks back so that we can get 2 extra hours of the day. You know, I wake up every morning at 4:30, right? Every morning at 4:30. It doesn't even matter what I do. After I wake up, just know I'm up, right? I'm a part of the 4 a.m. club, right? And I absolutely love it. And the first thing I love to do every single morning is post a quote on Instagram to my story, right, with a timestamp. Because I believe in the power of visualization. Like, you could literally be up at 4 a.m., 4:30, right, winning your day. Even if you were to do something like that, you would be able to see a huge difference in your life. Since I've been waking up at 4:30, I've saw a big, big difference. But I have a different schedule from a lot of you guys too. So I have a different schedule. So I have things to do when I get up at 4:30, right? For example, my prayer, my devotionals, right? Working out, you know, just preparing myself for the day. But I had to, there was a time where I wasn't waking up at that time. But you have to envision, what would your life look like if you let go of those things? If you let go of what God is telling you to let go of, no matter what it may be, what is your life going to look like? How do you see your life looking? If you have a problem with vision, ask God to show you what it would look like, right? Ask God to show you how. Because one thing about me and relationships is I can get attached really, really quickly. And in my time, I can know you for a day, right? But if we connect, it could feel like forever. And so I can become very attached. I can get very clingy very quickly. And I recognize it as a very unhealthy habit, you know, and God's definitely been working with me on it. However, I have a confession to make, guys. I was doing so well on the dating detox, right? 90 days, I set my calendar, and I was really like about 40 days in, doing so well. And then I ended up going out on a date, and I was just like, oh my goodness. And then I found myself getting just all over again, getting really attached, getting really just my regular self. I mean, those things that I thought were gone and dormant, because you have to understand, just because you're not doing something doesn't mean that, you know, those underlying issues aren't laying dormant. So just because you're not dating and you're not experiencing, you know, those insecurities and those jealousies and you're not, you know, demonstrating control because you're not putting yourself in those situations, it doesn't mean that when you are at that place, those things won't come up, because they've always been there, but you're not in the position to where you are acting on them, right? Because you're not on the date. So you don't have to see someone texting another woman and say, oh, who's she? You don't have to do that if you're not on a date. So anyways, long story short, I found myself just in the whelm of emotions, just going through all these emotions, just like I used to. And I realized, I see why this detox is so important. So I was sharing the story with my coworker, and you know, I felt bad about kind kind of deviating from my detox. Because as a woman of God, when you commit something to the Lord, you have to be able to really, really stick that thing through, no matter how much it hurts, no matter how you feel. Like, you literally have to say, God, I need your strength, right? Because that's how you get to different levels doing different things. And so she's like, you know what? It's just like being on the diet and you eat a cookie. So you ate the cookie. Go back on your diet, you know, move back on with your life. Don't spend so much time. And it was just so perfect the way she said it. I was like, you know, I never thought about that. Okay, yeah, I slipped up. I had a cookie. Yeah, you know, I messed up on my detox. I went on a date. But you know what? I'm back on my detox and I added a couple of days. And so I'm recommitted and I'm refocused. And I have to share that with you guys because I was like, God is still working on me. Oh my God. I just really didn't realize just who I was. Like, I have to really talk about this, guys. But I'm not going to talk about it here and now, right? Because it's a lot of emotional stuff. But I found myself just being really clingy really quickly. And that's super not healthy for me or anyone else. So what I would like to let go of, you know, to share with you guys is that. I want to let go of that person that feels like she needs to be in control of everything. That she can't trust the timing of God in her life. She can't trust what God has for her is better than what she's ever had in the past. She can't really walk on faith unless it's comfortable. I get really nervous in new situations when it should be the exact opposite, right? Because we know that faith without works is dead. So we have to be able to trust God. I have to be able to trust God and trust the timing of God for my life. And so I have to say, I feel so much better now that I got that off my chest about the whole dating detox thing, because I was just like, it was literally eating me up inside. Like, I have to tell them that. I have to tell them that I fell off, you know, because I believe in transparency. And so I have to tell you guys the truth about everything. And I have to also let you know that we're walking this out together. It's not just me here on this pedestal. We are all in this together. So I wanted to share that with you. And so once I envision my life, right, without being so controlling, without being so emotional, right, I can see some good, healthy relationships starting to form. Because you know, we could be whoever we want to be to whoever we want to be that person to for however long. But eventually the mask does come off. Eventually you will be at your raw state. So you can only kind of play that game for so long before you get exposed, right? So I could only try to be this person for so long. And I'm not saying that I went into it like, this is who I'm going to pretend to be. I was super who I was, but it was still some stuff in me that was just manifesting, right? And so I took it as like, wow, God, I see. That's all I really could say to God was, I see. I definitely see, right? And so the third thing is going to be to practice forgiveness. Because if God is telling you that you need to let go of a person, or you need to let go of a relationship, or you need to let go of some things about yourself, your nature, whatever it may be, then you also need to practice forgiving, whatever. So let's say you had a relationship with someone, a friend or whatever, and you guys decided that this is a relationship you have to let go of because it's toxic. That person may or may not feel the same way, and that person may have some things that they want to say about you, and they may not be good stuff, but you have to be able to forgive that person, and you have to be able to forgive whatever it is they want to say about you, whatever it is they want to do, to practice and make room for forgiving them now, right? Anytime I've left a relationship, there was always some sort of retaliation. There was always some sort of backlash, because it's never what the other person wants. I have to do what I feel led to do. And there's always something on the other side of that. And so I always have to practice forgiving that person before I even detach. Begin to detach. I have to start forgiving, because I know on the other side of this thing, it might be some messiness that's involved, right? And that's okay. That's okay. But you have to be able to start to forgive that person. And it could be yourself. You might have to start forgiving yourself, because you may be in a situation where you have to let go of a lifestyle or let go of some decisions that maybe, let's say you're an overeater. And let's say that you are overeating or abusing yourself by overeating. overeating or undereating. You know, you would have to forgive yourself for doing those things to your body, right? Or let's say you have an addiction, right? So you would have to start to forgive yourself. You have to start to love yourself, and you have to start by accepting your flaws. We can't really, and that's the only way things change. And that's the only way we're able to really let go, is when we really look at the person in the mirror and really see who we are, not who we want to be, not who we want the world to think we are, not who we are on social media, but who we really, really are in truth, in word, and in deed. That is the person that you have to deal with. I can comfortably come here and tell you guys, yeah, I get really clingy. Yeah, I get really insecure. Yeah, I'm really controlling, right? Those are just some things that I'm working on right now. But I can tell you what, it's not as bad as it used to be. At least now I can acknowledge it. And that is the most important part. So let's walk through this. First thing would be identifying what it is you need to let go of. I want to let go of some of this baggage that I have, that I carry within myself. Some of this, because there's no reason for me to be insecure when I'm in Christ. You know, when Christ is my foundation and all that God has is for me, and no one can take what God has, there's no reason for me to feel insecure. There's no reason for me to try to control everything all the time. Literally my schedule, you know, I'm learning to make room for things that are unpredictable. I'm learning to just literally trust God. Like I wake up and I say, God, what are we doing today? Right? Because I like to live by faith, walk by faith and not by sight. So wanting to relinquish some of that control, right? And just being transparent about it. I don't want to be insecure when I get into a relationship with the man, every woman that he talks to, or every woman that, because, you know, some of these men are, you know, they hire other women, they have to work with other women, and you will be in that position. I'm reminded of this show, and you guys know I normally don't watch TV, but I'm telling you, I was really emotional over the weekend, so I binge watched a show on Amazon Prime, and it was called Survivor's Remorse, and it was a really, really good show. And basically what happened was there was this young star. He became a basketball player, very rich, and he brought his whole entire family on and hired them, and it was really, really powerful. But he had a cousin. His cousin was his manager, and his cousin had a wife, and the wife was equally successful. But this woman, she was so secure, she was so confident, and she was so involved in her husband's life, but she did not possess like that, oh, who is she? Who is this woman? Who was, you know, she was totally comfortable in who she was, right? And so for me, that's what I envision. I envision myself being very comfortable in who I am, and I'm not really moved by too much other stuff, right? But anyways, the show was really good. It was a really good show. And it was just so many different components to relationships. You saw so many different relationships on the screen. There were so many different relationships on the screen that you can kind of look at and reflect. Because everything for me, even though I don't watch a lot of TV, when I do watch TV, I'm really analytical and I'm trying to see what is it that I can take from this? What is it that this show is telling me, you know? And so when I envision myself, I am envision me not being that controlling, not being insecure, me being confident in Christ and who God has called me to be, and practice forgiving myself for being so hard on myself, right? Forgiving myself for just some of the things that I may have said to myself that I shouldn't have said to myself, because the most important conversation that you have is the one that you have with yourself. So how do you talk to yourself? What are you saying to yourself when you make a mistake? Oh my God, you're so stupid. Or, you know, how could anybody ever love you? How could you ever find a relationship? You have to really be gentle with yourself when you're in a season of the new, because God says, I am going to do a new thing. I'm going to do something new in your life. And then he goes on to say, but I'm already doing it. Do you not see it? It's springing forth now. Don't you see it? Right? And so anytime God wants to take you into the new, we know that something has to die. Something has to be pruned or die. why, right? And so I just want to encourage you all on today to embrace this season of letting go, because it is better. The word of God says in the book of Ecclesiastes that better is the ending of a thing. Sometimes we prolong the process. We know what needs to be done, especially in relationships or in life. We know we need to end something, but we prolong it because we think that, oh, this may happen here and that may happen there. But God says better is the ending of a thing. Sometimes it's good to just end a thing. You ever finish a book, you just close that book, you're done with that book. You're like, wow, that book was awesome, but I'm glad it's done, right? Because now I have a new book I can read. There's a new chapter in life that God wants to write out for you. There's some new things that he wants to do. So I just thank you all for tuning in, and I just thank you all for listening. And my prayer for you is that God really, really prunes you, and that he really takes you where you want to go in life, takes you where you want to go in love, takes you where you want to go in business, in health, just literally in lifestyle, so that ultimately you're thriving in business, you're thriving in love, you're thriving in your career, you're thriving in your relationships, you're thriving in parenting. Like literally everything that you set your hands to do is prospering and you're thriving, right? End of the day, that you are happy with yourself. You are happy with the person that you see in the mirror. You are secure in who you are, regardless of the way of the world or the experiences that the world has given to you, you know, your fair share. You can still have your confidence and your trust in God, and you can still be comfortable with who you are and what God wants you to do with your life. And so I pray that you feel a lot better than you did when you first came on listening. And I just pray that your September is full of just the love of God, the mercies of God, the blessings of God, and really more so the forgiveness of God, because forgiveness is really, really important. I'm going to do an episode on season of forgiveness, because the forgiveness is one of those things that if it's overlooked, it can become a huge problem. And so we have to practice it now. So I do want to do an episode. Also, check out next week's episode. We are going to have Motivated by Nina. I am very excited about this. We are going to be talking about love, life, and relationships. So you guys do not want to miss that. I'm so excited. And I want to thank you guys for sharing this podcast. I thank you all for the reviews. I thank you all for the love and the support. It means so much to me. Let me tell you something. When I can really be having an emotional day, right? And then I'll get a review, or I'll get something that lets me know that I am on the right track. And I want to thank you all for that. I really, really do. I want to thank you all. Thank you now for listening. And I will catch you guys next week. Bye.
You've been listening to Shakita on the Living Unapologetically podcast. Join us next Friday when she discusses more of faith, entrepreneurship, and everything in between. Please visit our website for more information, www.iamshakita.com, or on Instagram @iamshakita. And don't forget to like and subscribe.